5. The Woman Pays. Chapter 13. As Tess finished telling her story to Angel, even the air in the room felt different. She knew that something had changed between them. Angel stirred the fire, then he spoke. "Tess, this can't be true."
"It is true, Angel," she said. "I forgave you. Can't you forgive me?"
"Tess, it's not a matter of forgiveness. You are a different person now. I don't feel that I know you. I didn't look for a wife with money or family connections. I only wanted a pure, simple girl, and now I find that you are not that at all."
"Angel, I tried to tell you before we were married," cried Tess.
"I know, but don't you see that this changes everything?" replied Angel. "I was in love with a different woman."
"I am the same woman, Angel. I thought you loved me the way I love you," said Tess.
"I loved you when I thought you were someone else, Tess," said Angel. "I know what happened was not your fault, but it still changes everything between us."
"Won't you forgive me then, Angel?" begged Tess. "Mother says she knows of cases worse than mine, where the husband accepted his wife's past, and I'm sure those women didn't love their husbands as much as I love you."
"Forgiveness isn't everything, Tess," said Angel. "My family is not from a village like Marlott, where such things may happen. Society has different standards for men and women. Even a country girl like you knows that. A man has a right to expect that his wife is pure when he marries her. Nothing else is acceptable."
"Angel, does that mean that we have to separate?" Tess finally asked.
"I don't know what I want to do," answered Angel.
"I only want to make you happy," cried Tess. "I will do whatever you want me to do, Angel."
"Tess, I need to go for a walk. I need to think." He got up abruptly and left the house. Tess went out after him and followed him until he told her to go back and go to bed. When Angel returned to the house, he went quietly upstairs and looked down on Tess's beautiful face. One part of him desperately wanted to wake Tess and forgive her, but when he thought about what she had told him, he could not. Tess was not the unspoiled, innocent country girl he had imagined her to be. She could not even understand the terrible position she had put him in. He could not take this woman to meet his family. He turned away from the sleeping Tess and went quietly back downstairs to make himself a bed by the fireside.